Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I hate to admit this, but I might be a dirtbag and I didn't even realize it.
You?
I was just trying to be a nice person and it turns out my hygiene might not be the best.
Wait. I have no idea what you're talking about.
So over Stagecoach weekend, what we do is we're backstage in a little trailer and we get to interview artists when they come by.
Yep.
We share a trailer with our sister station down in San Diego.
Right.
We all know them very well. And so I think it was Saturday, the morning show host from San Diego, her name's Tammy, comes in and she is like, man, my feet are killing me. I only brought boots. Well, I'm usually prepared. It's not my first Stagecoach. I was like, hey, I have an extra pair of flip-flops. I always bring them with me for that very reason in case my feet start hurting. Turns out we were the same size, so I'm like, do you just want to borrow my flip-flops?
That's nice of you.
She's like, oh my gosh, yes, that would be great. Gave her my flip-flops. Didn't think anything about it. She brings them back to me on Sunday, and Dana, who works here, goes, she used your flip-flops? And I was like, yeah. Why? I said her feet were hurting, so I gave them to her. And she goes, that is so gross. I would never share my flip-flops with anybody.
I have never thought like that. Never.
Even
when you're telling the story, right, then I'm like, okay, when are you going to get to the part that is gross?
I just thought I was being a nice person. And yeah, it turns out I was the nastiest person in the room because I let somebody borrow my flip-flops. And then Dana's telling me, she's like, think about it. Like, the little part of the flip-flop that goes in between your toes was in between her toes.
Okay.
Like, do you know how clean her feet are? And I was like, okay, now you're grossing me out. But to Tammy's credit, when she brought me back my flip-flops, she's like, I scrubbed them down. She's like, I have a shoe cleaner I bring with me. She's like, I cleaned them all up. So they're like sanitary to give back to me. But I was like, man, you just ruined it. Like, I thought I was being nice and now I'm grossed out.
Well, if you're a dirtbag, I'm a dirtbag too, because I've never thought of that. I've let plenty of people in my shoes. I've never even had someone offer to clean it before they bring it back, or it would have like programmed my brain to think about this. This has never crossed my mind. But I'm not the most hygienic person, as you know. I'm the guy that eats candy off the floor.
True.
And believes in the 5-second rule.
I don't know if I would have let you borrow my flip-flops, but I gave Tammy a shot.
So has this changed your opinion, or are you just going to block it, and would you keep doing this?
Yeah, now I'm like, I'm not going to let anybody borrow my flip-flops again. You're right. That is gross. But I'm thinking about it. I'm like, how many times have I slipped on, like, my mom's flip-flops or a friend's flip-flops. You know, if you're at the beach and you're running out really quick. Oh, let me just borrow your shoes. I don't want to put my shoes on really quick. Now I'm grossed out.
All the time. And I still believe we live in a better world when we don't think about this stuff and just let what happens, happens and move on. See, now you're tarnished forever. Thank you, Dana.
Right. Nobody's ever wearing them again. I don't know. What side of this are you on? Would you let somebody borrow your flip-flops, or is that gross?
I have no problem with it, but I bet you many, many people out there are disgusted by it. We want to hear your thoughts. Send us a text or give us a call. 888-431-3764. Oh, we We love you, Kelly, but we found out this morning you're a dirtbag, apparently.
I guess so. I didn't think it was that big of a deal letting somebody borrow my flip-flops until my friend Dana totally pointed out. She's like, that's so gross.
Yeah, I would have never thought of it either in your defense. And then Dana decides to change our opinion on life. But the 313 agrees with you. No problem sharing clothes or shoes. I can't do toothbrushes, however.
Oh, no. I won't even share a toothbrush with my husband. Gross! That's disgusting.
No.
909 says there are four things that you never let anybody borrow. A hairbrush, a toothbrush, underwear, and shoes. The idea of their sweaty foot in my shoes just grosses me out. But are shoes and flip-flops the same?
Yeah, they're the same.
I mean, you get a little bit more air in a flip-flop than you do in a shoe.
They're the same, and I don't care about either. Anyone can borrow my shoes or flip-flops any day. Underwear I get and toothbrushes I get. The 908 says, Dana's been ridiculous and over the top. I would let a friend or acquaintance like Tammy borrow my flip-flops any day of the week.
Well, and the 909 points out, you obviously know her. You know your her hygiene. It's not some stranger you gave your shoes to.
And also, do you let your guard down a bit at Stagecoach? Because everything's dirty. Look at the campgrounds. Look at the dust. Is it a time you just say, look, let my immune system do some work. Who really cares?
I don't even think it had Stagecoach had anything to do with it being there. It was just one of those, like, she said her feet were hurting. I was like, here, let me help you out. I have flip-flops. 951 says, I never thought about this being gross, but my daughter is cringing at the story. Then again, she doesn't even let me borrow her hairbrush.
Okay.
And that's another one. Like, if I know you, I'm probably going to let you use my hairbrush, too.
I've never even thought about a hairbrush either. And there's other people saying this. I've never thought about it. But now I think about it, it is gross. I still don't care. I still really don't care.
Well, I guess I'll have to send a text to Tammy next year before Stagecoach and be like, bring your own flip-flops because apparently we're nasty.
At least she cleaned them.
She did clean them. They were actually probably cleaner than when I gave them to
her. I'm sure they were. What do you think? 888-431-3764. Sharing your shoes with other people.
I feel like I need to defend my hygiene now over this whole borrowing of the flip-flop. So I called in the flip-flop borrower, Tammy. Tammy from our sister station down in San Diego borrowed my flip-flops at Stagecoach. And I got called out for being a gross person. Tammy, did I do something wrong? I was just trying to be nice.
Okay, do people not know that soap and water clean things?
That's what I said. I'm like, even when Tammy gave them back to me, she scrubbed them down.
Yes, and they're rubber. It's not like it's cloth or something that, you know, I would give back to you that wouldn't be clean. If they're rubber flip-flops, and before I gave them back to you, I scrubbed them in a tub with soap and water and let them dry overnight so they came back probably cleaner than when you bought them.
Did you scrub them before you wore them when Kelly initially gave them to you?
I did not because I didn't have the opportunity, but I was desperate. I didn't care. It was either that or being barefoot in the dirt.
That's my point right there. She doesn't care. I don't care either.
Well, and here's the thing. It's not like Tammy's a gross person. Tammy's very clean.
Well,
I feel
you.
Like I knew your hygiene. If you were questionable, I wouldn't have offered them, you know?
Yeah, so and I guess really, if anybody should be questioned, I should have questioned yours.
Right?
I'm the one who put them on my feet without them being clean. But when you got them back, they were pristine.
They were.
She would never let me do that,
no.
Tammy, ever. Like,
well,
I'm not the same shoe size, so it never happened, but she never would.
Yes.
I trust Tammy's feet way more.
Thank you.
So can we just say, like, borrowing flip-flops is okay if you know the person?
Yeah, we can, because she said it. She didn't care. She didn't clean them when you gave them to her, and she cleaned them out of being polite and courteous. But she didn't really care. I don't care. You're not a dirtbag.
Okay, thank you. I just needed to get that out there. I'm not a dirtbag. Thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.